ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 7, The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha, Part 2, Verses 16 through 25. Lord Narayana appears at the Yajna. The great sage Maitreya then said to Vidura, "Thus being pardoned by Lord Shiva, Daksha, with the permission of Lord Brahma, again began the performance of the Yajna, along with the great learned sages, the priests, and others. And thereafter, in order to resume the activities of the sacrifice, the Brahmanas first arranged to purify the sacrificial arena of the contamination caused by the touch of Virabhadra and the other ghostly followers of Lord Shiva. Then the Brahmanas arranged to offer into the fire the oblations known as Purodasha. My dear Vidura, as soon as Daksha offered the ghee or clarified butter along with Yajur Veda mantras in sanctified meditation, Lord Vishnu appeared there in his original form as Hari. Lord Narayana was seated on the shoulder of Stotra or Garuda, who had big wings. Those wings are called Brihat and Rathantara. Garuda is also known as Tarksha. And as soon as Narayana appeared, all directions were illuminated, diminishing the luster of Lord Brahma and all the others present. Narayana's complexion was Shyama, blackish, his garment yellow like gold, and his helmet as dazzling as the sun. Lord Narayana's hair was Nila Alaka, bluish with curls, the color of black bees, and his face was decorated with earrings. Narayana's 8 hands held a conchel, wheel, club, lotus flower, arrow, bow, shield, and sword. Lord Narayana's arms were decorated with golden ornaments, such as bangles and bracelets. The whole body of Narayana resembled a blossoming tree, beautifully decorated with various kinds of flowers. Lord Narayana looked extraordinarily beautiful because the goddess of fortune and a garland were situated on his chest. Narayana's face was beautifully decorated with a smiling attitude which can captivate the entire world, especially the devotees. Bands of white hair appeared on both sides of Narayana like white swans, and the white canopy overhead looked like the moon. And as soon as Lord Narayana was visible, all the demigods, such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Gandharvas, and all present there, immediately offered respectful obeisances by falling down straight before him. In this connection, Lord Shiva is described as Triaksha, having 3 eyes. In the presence of the glaring effulgence of the bodily luster of Narayana, everyone else's luster faded away, and everyone stopped speaking. Fearful with awe and veneration, all present touched their hands to their heads and prepared to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Adhokshaja, one who is beyond the scope of material senses. Although the mental scope of even demigods like Brahma was unable to comprehend the unlimited glories of the Supreme Lord, they were all able to perceive the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His grace. For only by such grace could they offer their respectful prayers according to their different capacities. When Lord Narayana accepted the oblations offered in the sacrifice, the Prajapati Daksha began with great pleasure to offer respectful prayers unto him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the master of all sacrifices and the preceptor of all the Prajapatis, and is served even by such personalities as Nanda and Sunanda. Recorded August 13, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Kirtana Gana Nartana Parau Premamritambho Nidhi Hira Hira Jana Priyau Priyakarau Nirmat Sarau Pujitau Sri Chaitanya Prabhavarao Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharava Pantarakao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Parau Premamrita Bonidhi Dhira Dhira Jana Priya Priya Karau Nirmatsarau Ujitau Sri Chaitanya Prabhavarao Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahan Tarakyao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Parao Prem Amritambho Nidhi Dhira Dhira Jana Priya Priya Karau Nirmat Sarau Pujitao Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharau Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharava Hantarakau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakau Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha.
I offer respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls within the material universe. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are known collectively as the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.